Through the howling Arctic winds, Sedna's father could hear his daughter's cries. He felt guilty for what he had done, as he knew she was sad. Sedna's father decided it was time to rescue his daughter. He loaded up his kayak and paddled for days through the frigid Arctic waters to his Sedna's home. When he arrived, Sedna was standing on the shore. Sedna hugged her father, then quickly climbed into his kayak, and they paddled away. After many hours of travel, Sedna turned and saw a black speck far off into the distance. She felt the fear well up inside of her, for she knew the speck was her angry husband flying in search of her. The big black raven swooped down upon the kayak bobbing on the ocean. Sedna's father took his paddle and struck it at the raven, but missed as the bird continued to harass them. Finally, the raven swooped down near the kayak and flapped his wing upon the ocean. A vicious storm began to brew. The Arctic Ocean soon became a raging torrent, tossing the tiny kayak to and fro. Sedna's father became very frightened. He grabbed Sedna and threw her over the side of the kayak into the ocean. "Here!" he screamed. "Here is your precious wife. Please do not hurt me. Take her." Sedna screamed and struggled as her body began to go numb in the icy Arctic waters. She swam to the kayak and reached up, her fingers grasping the side of the boat. Her father, terrified by the raging storm, thinking only of himself, grabbed the paddle and began to pound against Sedna's fingers. Sedna screamed for her father to stop, but to no avail. Her frozen fingers cracked and fell into the ocean. Affected by her ghastly husband's powers, Sedna's fingers, while sinking to the bottom, turned into fish and seals. Sedna attempted again to swim and cling to her father's kayak. Again, he grabbed the paddle and began beating at her hands. This time, Sedna's hands, frozen by the Arctic Sea, cracked off. The stumps began to drift to the bottom of the sea and turned into walrus and whales and other large mammals. Sedna could fight no more. She sank to the cold, dark ocean floor. Sedna is cold and naked, and without fingers. She can't even sew herself clothes. She is covered with her tangled hair, crawling with crabs that she can't comb out. The broken promises and sins against nature committed by people who live in the world above collect on Sedna's body. When the accumulation is too great, Sedna sobs in sorrow. When she cries, all the sea creatures leave the shore and come to comfort her. The people then realize that Sedna is suffering, and that soon they will be suffering too. They gather with their shaman and publicly confess their broken promises and sins. The men, remembering the name of Sedna's father, do a dance of contrition, and all the people send Sedna their prayers. Slowly dancing, they sing a song of remorse for the sins done by man to women, to earth, and to her children. And at last the shaman purifies herself to take the dangerous journey to the underwater world where Sedna lives. She gathers fine sand with which she lovingly cleanses the filth from Sedna's body. She sings while tenderly picking the crabs from Sedna's hair. And she offers Sedna the confessions of those above, repeating their prayers of love and respect, their promises to change their life stories and to be kind to each other and to all other creatures. Sedna, when comforted, sends a prayer to the Creator, asking the Creator to forgive the people for the ways they have become out of balance. Her sobbing is no longer heard in the waves or in the winds. The sea animals end their vigil and swim away to offer themselves again as food. She is generous, and the shaman returns to the above world to tell the people of Sedna's enduring compassion. Knowing this of Sedna, the Inuit are inspired to return Sedna's gift by making their life stories better and by treating their relations with love and respect. For the Inuit, there must be rites of reciprocity with the Great Mother when her children become out of balance. She absorbs their sins and their ignorance. As she suffers, so must they. And so They dance and pray to restore the balance between the world above and the world below, between men and women, between themselves and the Creator.